This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. A few years ago, I read a book with a story wrapped around a significant milestone in history. A history that I lived through and remember very well, even though I was a child at the time. I wasn't quite a teenager when this all happened. The book won the Man Booker Prize in 2015. The book was called A Brief History of Seven Killings, written by Marlon James. To break this down, the story is set in Jamaica in the 1970s, around the time of an important general election. The two warring parties went to extraordinary lengths during their campaigning, and that extended to their surrogates out in various communities. The most impacted of these communities being certain districts in Kingston. When it became clear that one of the parties was being supported by the Cuban government, ripples extended way beyond the island. Outside forces took an interest. Things escalated beyond anyone's wildest dreams. Marlon James's novel is centred around this period in Jamaica's history. So to be clear, I think this was around 1976. I had some problems with this book, not with the story, but with Marlon James's writing style. He put down what feels like lengthy streams of consciousness to me, and I really had to focus to stay with the story. When we discussed the novel in my book group, other readers felt the same. Some didn't persevere. I was able to finish it, and I was glad that I did. As I said in the beginning, I lived through this time. I remember the adults around me talking about what was happening around and about, debating the culpability of outside forces, which side was more in the wrong, and so on. Reading A Brief History brought all of this back. I'm now in my middle years, and with those years, I have a greater appreciation of just how much the intervention of outside forces has shaped the Jamaica we know today. But I'll put that aside. For me, Marlon James successfully placed ordinary people trying to thrive and survive alongside what was happening in the political arena, with the singer who is never named but is obviously Bob Marley, dipping in and out of the story. It's a violent, very violent and sad tale, all told, but well worth the read. Hefty though it is at 688 pages. I would suggest that you avoid at all costs the Audible option. I tried listening to this and I had to stop and go back to the book. The accents are atrocious. I don't think there was a Jamaican voice among the cast. If you've lived in Jamaica and you were there in the 1970s and you've read the book, does it reflect what you remember of the time? Tell me what you think. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. You can follow me on Instagram by searching for the Book Griffin and hitting follow.